Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. As you are no doubt painfully aware, there was not a new Rapidly Rotating Records show last week, because I was still recovering from total hip replacement surgery, and although I felt great, I wasn't quite ready to negotiate the stairs to the second floor where the studio is. I'm happy to report that the procedure went textbook, and I'm happy to be back in the studio producing new shows. And on this evening's brand new show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Jack Crawford and Harry Link. We'll have just a little of several different things, celebrate the life of a dear friend, and have some songs fit for a queen. It's a little belated because of not having a new show last week, but January 17th, 1903, marked the birth in Grand Rapids, Michigan, of bandleader Jack Crawford, who's getting his own spotlight segment for the first time. He co-founded his first band as a teenager in Grand Rapids with his friend Frank Weingar, and played at house parties, country clubs, and the Michigan Agricultural College. At just 20 years of age, Jack Crawford and his orchestra recorded 4 issued sides in a single session for Jeanette on February 6, 1923. When Paul Bees died on October 28, 1925, Crawford took over the orchestra and the following year was touring as Jack Crawford and his Slaves of Music. He was an accomplished saxophone player, preferring the C melody sax, was heard on radio in the mid-20s, and toured coast to coast. He shared the title of Clown Prince of Jazz with Fats Waller and Joe Venuti because of his antics in front of the band and due to his size. His theme song early on was Larger, to be replaced later on by Dance Till Three. In 1933, the band appeared in the James Cagney picture Hard to Handle, and Jack Crawford and his orchestra performed right here in the Avalon Ballroom in a 2-week gig in May and June of 1942. He had been living in Santa Monica, California, but died of a heart attack at the McCurdy Hotel in Evansville, Indiana on New Year's Day, 1948, and was survived by his wife, Emily. He's buried in Oak Hill Cemetery in Grand Rapids. Here are 3 from Jack Crawford. Thank you. We started off our tribute to Jack Crawford with one of his four issued sides for Jeanette, made on February 6, 1923, Are You Playing Fair?, written by Henry R. Cohen and Frank D. Segrist. Jack had five recording sessions with Victor in the last half of 1927, and we heard two sides from those. The first, Who's That Pretty Baby?, was written by Alex Marr and Bobby Heath, the same team who brought us If You're Old Fashioned, Your Long Underwear. That recording from July 22, 1927 is an instrumental version, but there are words, and the chorus goes, When you play the game of hearts, are you playing fair? Starlit night when we're apart, are you playing fair? Love will always be a game only two can share. If you're a moth that's playing round the flame, are you playing fair? We finished up with Beautiful, recorded December 15, 1927 in Kansas City at the Missouri Baltimore Hotel, just one day after Gene Goldkett and his orchestra recorded Just a Little Kiss from a Little Miss at the same venue. An article in the Binghamton, New York Press a couple of weeks after that recording was made announced an upcoming Crawford appearance at a Phi Delta fraternity dance and described him as a roaring, shoulder-shaking giant of a man, bringing the hearty hilarity of his grotesque antics and giggling personality, and the fattest and freakiest orchestra leader of the Windy City. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I mentioned that Jack Crawford's Beautiful was recorded December 15, 1927 in Kansas City at the Missouri Baltimore Hotel, just a day after Gene Goldkett and his orchestra recorded Just a Little Kiss from a Little Miss at the same venue. Well, here's that record.
Thank you. Just a little flower shop around the corner, just a little shop that's hidden far away. But it seems that heaven heard a harsh and angry word and sent us walking by today. No one knows how sad and blue we both were feeling. We were sure our love affair was really through. But the flowers on the shelves were smiling to themselves, and soon we started smiling too. I took her hand and led her through the doorway. The daisies seemed to wink a knowing eye. I bought her violets and then I kissed her. We left and had a real good cry. Just a little flower shop around the corner, but we always stop whenever there's a chance. For with skies so blue above, head over heels in love, we know it saved a sweet romance.
We started off that Just a Little set with Just a Little Kiss from A Little Miss. The vocal trio on that December 14, 1927 recording was Lauren Schultz, Myron Schultz, and Raymond Pink Porter. Just a Little Kiss from A Little Miss was written by Eddie Kuhn, who also wrote, If I Ever Cry, You'll Never Know. That was followed by the California Ramblers with Byron Gay's Just a Little Drink from March 23, 1925. Next, it was Selvin's Orchestra as the Harmonians with Scrappy Lambert providing the vocal on Just a Little Bit of Driftwood from May 21, 1928. Just a Little Bit of Driftwood was written by Abe Lyman, Dahl Davis, and Benny Davis. And we finished up with Hal Kemp and his orchestra with the vocal by Skinny Ennis and Just a Little Flower Shop Around the Corner. That Brunswick 78 was made March 8, 1933, and the words and music were by Harry Woods. Just a few weeks ago, we said au revoir, but not goodbye, to Rich Connedy, and I'm afraid I must once again ask your indulgence as I note the passing, but celebrate the life of a remarkable woman. The organized camping, youth development, outdoor education, and children's summer camp community lost a pioneer and a legend, a beautiful family lost their matriarch, and I lost a friend, mentor, and role model when Sally Horner passed away last week at age 81. Over several decades as a camp director, she touched the lives of many thousands of children and young adults and will be missed by all who knew her. So with best wishes to her family, especially husband Mike, for peace, healing, and pleasant memories, here are some rapidly rotating records for Sally.
You saw me, and when you saw me, that I was feeling blue. And if you hear sweet Sally asking for me, why, just tell her that I was asking for her too. And if it seems to you that she still cares for me, why, let me know and I'll be wherever she may be. But if you see that someone else means more to Sally, don't tell her that you saw me. Mm-hmm. of all the girls that are in this world, why there's none, none like Pretty Sally. But if you see that someone else means more to Sally, say, don't tell her that you saw me, get me, huh?
Come back, Miss Sally. Oh, the alley is not the same. Honey, Lord, now won't you come back, Miss Sally, Lord? You can have all your fame. Now, why did you go? We miss you so. Good Lord, ain't you ashamed? Thank you.
while. Relieve the tension
for me.
Don't even mention
to me
the word convention.
Sally,
come and be Pally, Sally.
Say,
you don't know how far I'll go to make you smile.
I'd even trade my Swiss chalet
for a shack in the alley, Sally, if you were there.
We began that set celebrating the life of Sally Horner with Ted Lewis and his band, with Ted and his inimitable vocal stylings on If You See Sally, from a Columbia 78 made in Chicago on November 26, 1926. Walter Donaldson wrote the tune and Raymond B. Egan and Gus Kahn the lyrics. Next, it was a May 20, 1929 12-inch Brunswick Concert Series record, which accounts for the more than 4 minutes of Red Nichols and his orchestra featuring his Five Pennies, with Sally, Won't You Please Come Back. That Gene Buck and Dave Stamper song was featured in Ziegfeld Follies of 1921. And so as to end on a little lighter note, we finished up with Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra in December of 1929 with an unidentified vocal trio and Sally. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast and part of the Global Community Radio Network. Sally Horner was affectionately known in her retirement as Queen Sally, so here's a set of regal songs, all of which I believe are making their Triple R debut.
Such a tea, eating bread and honey, very happy was she. The king was in the courtyard, waiting for the queen. Queen was in the parlor, and she wouldn't be seen. the troops, the court, and the heralds, the entire parade. The queen delayed. King remarked, it's that bread and honey when she starts on that. Her appetite's enormous. The queen was in the parlor, simply full of bliss, eating bread and honey. It's all they had to dismiss. Thank you.
and hope to die that you'll be true, and so we lie forever and forever and a day. Cross your heart and hope to die that I'm the apple of your eye, and never will you ever get away. Mornings we will kiss goodbye, and evening kiss hello. Sundays we will never be apart, sweetheart. Let it rain, the sun will shine, if I am yours and you are mine, forever and forever, cross your heart.
We began that Regal set with The Queen Was in the Parlor, spelled with a U, of course. Errol Reeves and Sherman Myers wrote The Queen Was in the Parlor, which the sheet music notes is a ridiculous situation. That was the Rhythmic Troubadours, usually a pseudonym for Stan Greening, but in this case Percival Mackey's band, with the warbling vocal by Val Rosing. That British Regal 78 was made March 11, 1931. Next, from 1926, it was a medley of three tunes, Cross Your Heart, Everything Will Happen for the Best, and You Never Know, performed by Carl Fenton's orchestra, actually a Brunswick studio band led by Brunswick music director Walter Gus Henschen. So what does that have to do with the Queen? Well, those three tunes were all featured in the musical Queen High, which opened at the Ambassador Theater on September 8, 1926, and ran for 367 performances until the following July 23rd. And we finished up with a standalone version of Cross Your Heart, performed there by Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra, on May 27, 1926. The vocalist was Henry Burr, and Cross Your Heart was written by Buddy De Silva and Louis Gensler. Last week, January 25th, marked the birth in 1896 in Philadelphia of composer Harry Link, best known for co-writing the standards These Foolish Things and I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling. He studied at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business and managed several different music publishing companies while working on his songwriting. Link married Dorothy Dick in 1916 in Philadelphia, and they collaborated extensively on numbers including By My Side. His World War I draft registration card shows his employer as the M. Whitmark Company, and his World War II draft registration card lists the Leo Feist Music Publishing Company. He died in New York City on July 5, 1956. Hits from the Harry Link catalog include Gone, Peelin' the Peach, and these.
Anyone can see
how happy I could be with you. By my side, I'm planning every night and day a way to keep you by my side. What a lucky break if I could ever make you stay by my side. Believe me, I'd do anything if it would bring you by my side. I'd be a millionaire if we had a nest that we could share, with a fireplace and cozy chair, and my arms around you. If I ever saw your slippers on the floor and mine right beside them, dear, my dreams would all be true. I'd always have you by my side.
Thank you. crackers and a mule crackers, bears and tigers haunt me all day. And whenever I am at a swell cafe, they all I order is animal crackers. Firecrackers won't do. Goodness gracious, I'm no chump. I just bit off a camel hump. Animal crackers, I love you. I'm just wild about animal crackers. Animal crackers, I can't live without animal crackers. Mmm, how I love to eat them in bed. And I know that when my girl and I get wet, we live on nothing but animal crackers. Oh, how we'll bill and chew. Soda crackers are good stuff, but goodness, they're not wild enough. Animal crackers, I love you.
I don't know about you, but I'm certainly wild about animal crackers, especially when served up by Al Turk's orchestra. That OK 78 was made in Chicago around June 26, 1926. I'm Just Wild About Animal Crackers was composed by Harry Link, and Earl Hayden sang the Fred Rich and Sam Coslow lyric. And I believe that record is being heard on the show for the first time. Before that, it was Glenn Litsky's Midnight Serenaders, with Glenn Litsky himself providing the vocal refrain on You're the One I Care For, from a Broadway 78 made in Grafton, Wisconsin in December of 1930. Harry Link wrote the words to this one with the tune by Chauncey Gray and Burt Lowne. We started our tribute to Harry Link with another Link-Gray-Lowne collaboration, plus Dorothy Dick, By My Side. That was Tom Jarren and his orchestra with a vocal by Frank Silvano on February 6, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.